Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Our Place, episode 554.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi everyone and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How you all doing? I think we're doing all right, aren't we?
Yeah, sure, I think so.
We can't remember at the moment if it's 2 or 3 weeks since we did a podcast, well, but I think it was 2 weeks ago.
The last time, it was actually just after that exhibition you had in Wisbeach.
Yeah, it's probably 3 weeks ago then, yeah.
Probably three, because you put the recording of that on, remember, when you went in?
Yes, I did. Yeah, that's right.
It's probably about then.
Yeah, yep.
And that's probably the same amount of time that you've had your new watch, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we haven't talked about that yet, have we?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't remember having ever talked about the new watch.
No, so... Angie bought me 2 birthday presents this year, which is unusual.
No, I said one was for an anniversary.
Oh, one was for anniversary, wasn't it? That's right.
Let's not, let's...
So,
I'll explain why I bought the other one later.
Yeah, well, you better fess up.
So,
Angie, before we get onto the weeks, really, Angie bought me a Mobvoi Tick Watch Pro, which is a very nice, very stylish Android watch. And it has talkback accessibility. Some of the apps are not as accessible as the Huawei watch that I've got. But I found a heart rate app that I wanted. I really wanted heart rate, you know, constant monitoring of heart rate. And it doesn't do that by default. But I found an app that does that called Heart Rate Plus or something like that. So I found that app, and that does the job for me. It monitors heart rate and shares it with Google Fit and things like that. So Angie bought me the Tick Watch, and it's really nice. I'm really loving it. And what else did you buy me, Ange?
Well, let's say first, it's not your birthday yet, but we got it early. Well, this was a bit later. This was only last week, the other thing I bought you.
That's
the
right.
Tick Watch must be getting on for 3 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
The one that I've just... The other one was a pair of headphones we saw reviewing. What hi-fi. And we like reading the...
Earbuds is the correct word. It's not headphones, they're earbuds.
We follow What Hi-Fi on Twitter.
Yeah.
Both of us do.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, we like to know what they say about stuff and some of the reviews. And if they're new things, or this was a company I'd heard of, and so I thought, oh, right, I'm going to read about these, quite innocently, because I sometimes like to read the whole review, you know. And these earbuds, they're called Melomania, and they're by Cambridge Audio. And of course, I've heard of them, they've been going like, well, 50 years, as we've discovered, but I've read about them years ago, you know, they do amplifiers and all this stuff, some of you probably know. Anyway, about them, but I thought these sound like really good headphones, and I thought, oh, there's always a slight sense of mischief, I suppose. I thought, well, and also out of interest, I tell Steve if I think he'd be interested in something I've read, so I told him about them, and he read about them, didn't you, dear?
Yeah, yeah.
And
so just because you wanted to hear them, go on,
well,
tell the truth, go on.
I thought, well, I want to hear them. It's strange why I bought them for him, not for me. I just thought it was more justified if I'd buy them from somebody else for some reason. I bought them for him just so I could hear them. And I thought he might like them. Also, his Pixel Buds are falling apart, and I thought...
And what did you think of them?
They will do the assist. Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, they're very nice headphones, aren't they? Nice audio.
Brilliant.
The call quality is not so good. Not as good, for example, as the Link Likes, which is what we sell here. But the audio quality was good, wasn't it, Ange?
Yes.
They're $119.95, I think they are. The Melomanias. I bought them on Amazon, didn't I?
Yep.
So I'll put a link on the show notes. And if you buy them directly from the link on the show notes, we'll get a small kickback from them because we have an Amazon affiliates program. So if you can use that, that's really good. And yeah, so that's the Melomania One, they're called.
Yeah.
True Wireless Earbuds.
Yeah, and if you want to review it, I'll, you know, look it up. Melomania.
Yes.
Basically, it's crazy about music is basically.
Yes, mellow for melody and mania as in maniacs. Mania. Yeah. So maniacal about music. Yes. Yeah, there you go. Yes. So that's why they got called Melomania.
Melomania One. So they may be planning a two.
Yeah.
There might be one in the pipeline, couldn't there?
Hope so.
These have just come out literally
not
long ago, have they?
No, literally not long ago, yeah. In fact, they weren't in stock when I ordered them. We had to wait a couple of days, didn't we?
You had to wait about 4 or 5 days, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
It wasn't long.
No.
But
anyway, yeah. So
we got them last week.
We enjoyed those. Yeah, and they are nice. And they have a small case like the iPods or the AirPods, I should say. And they give you about 35 hours, don't they, of charge time.
It's a lot.
On the case.
Them themselves will last 9 hours.
Yeah, the headphones actually last 9 hours.
Which is unusual.
Yeah. So that's really good.
So it should get you through a normal day.
Yeah.
You know, without having to charge them again.
I've never heard them go low yet.
No, well,
because when I'm not using them, I'll put them in the case. Yeah. So I've never had the battery low yet. And they do talk as well, by the way. They say Melomania connected, Bluetooth disconnected.
Oh, and they say all that?
Yeah, and waiting to pair as well.
Oh, okay.
When you put them in pairing mode. Mm. Yeah. Yep.
So we don't know if they speak the battery status. Cause
no, we don't.
Probably never go low unless the case goes low and they don't charge or something.
Mm. Yeah. So that's that. What else have we been doing? Well, can't remember much about last week.
Last Saturday, we had 2 visitors.
We did. We had my dad and my auntie Maureen.
And that was nice.
Yeah. And then Sunday was pretty normal, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Monday, you went off to Birmingham.
We went off to Birmingham for Sight Village, Debbie's first. And It went really well. This Sight Village was very busy, I'm glad to say. And I just want to say here, Debbie did really well, really well. I mean, you know, she was under pressure talking to a lot of people at once and all kinds of, you know, taking sales and all kinds of things. So well done, Debbie. And she's only been with us 3 months. That's why I say that. And it's not easy, Sight Village, is it, Ange?
No, it's the busiest, really, isn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, she did very well. And we saw David Weston. Hello, David. We saw David and Ginny at Sight Village. And he was staying in the same hotel with us. We didn't realise it on the first night we were there, but they were only staying that one night. So they went home on the Tuesday. So we didn't get to have a drink with them or anything. But it was nice to see you both. Saw lots of people. That I know, and as I say, made a few sales. And of course the new Daisy players, the E5 and E10, which we haven't talked about yet, are very popular. I'm going to be doing a demo of the E10 player. The E5 is very similar, but I'll be doing a demo of the E10 on a future podcast and telling you what the differences are. So that's coming up. You can look forward to that in the future. Hopefully in the very near future. And we went to Sight Village. Food wasn't that great in the Beef Eater. We didn't reckon the food that much. We'll probably go back to the other Prem that we're staying in next year, because that was the first time we stayed in that one. And that was Sight Village, really. You know, what can I say? I got back Wednesday.
About six. It was nice and early, wasn't it?
Yeah. And what did you get up to? Not a lot?
Not really. I mean, other than the normal day routines, I on the Tuesday night particularly, I listened to 3 episodes of Sabrina. And anybody who knows, that's on Netflix. Some of you might, well, probably a lot of you do know. And
I haven't heard any, actually, because I didn't have time.
No, I knew you wouldn't have much time while you were away.
But I had even less time because I tried to fix a Brownie, didn't I, on Tuesday night. I took a Brownie back to the hotel to try and fix it, didn't I?
But between other things, I listened to quite a lot of podcasts, and I was listening to my audio book, which is book 2 in the Outlander series.
Yep.
Really? And then chatted to you, of course.
Yeah.
That would be it, really. Yeah. And I enjoyed myself. It, you know, you do slightly different things at some certain time, can't you?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, your routine. It obviously changes a bit. And, that was really all there is to it.
So Thursday morning, as usual, I felt a bit like a zombie. I felt really tired after Sight Village. And I seemed to have been doing a heck of a lot of talking and stuff, and I felt quite tired. And Friday, I still haven't quite got over the tiredness. I was still a little bit tired. But I got some work done Friday and Thursday, in fact. We got some orders out and stuff, and that's where we are, really. That's the week,
isn't it, really. Well, yeah, there's not much else one can say about it. That's about it, isn't it?
I think so.
I can't think of anything in particular. I haven't even got anything controversial. Sad, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is, really, isn't it?
So sad.
So, so here we are. That's the end of the kind of the week that was type of thing. And, of course, at the end of this podcast, we're going to have a demo of, or a recorded demo that I did of the Minivision. I've been asked to do that, and so we're going to do a demo of the Minivision. So listen out for that. The Minivision phone from Capsys.
I don't really know why we haven't done it, really.
No.
Really strangely.
And just to point out here again at this point that you can currently buy the Minivision for $250. It was $299. It'll go back up at the end of August. And, of course, you can buy the Smart Vision. Those are on sale too. So the premium is $599. $525 was $599. The basic Smart Vision is $375 was $449. So there's some good sales to be had on, and the sales are on the website as well. So get your Mini Visions and Smart Visions before the end of August while the prices are low. Anyway, I think that's going to do it this week, don't you, Ange?
Yeah, I think so.
And I'm croaking a bit. I'm not quite sure why.
It's just a Saturday thing, isn't it?
It seems to be.
When we do a podcast thing.
Seems to be a croaky thing. When...
don't know what that's all about.
So, I'm going to say cheerio.
Yeah, bye from me.
And you can contact us, I nearly forgot to say, ourplace@comproom.co.uk. Write to me as well if you want to be added to our Dropbox so you can record your own voice and be on the podcast. And we will end, as I said, with me doing a demo of the Minivision. So we will say cheerio and see you next time.
1838. Battery level charging at 37%.
Hello, this is Steve Nutt recording for Our Place. And on this recording, this is not part of the live podcast. We're going to do a quick demonstration of Minivision, which is a very simple to use phone from Capsys. I've been asked to do this because we haven't done it since we sold the Minivision, and I think we've sold the Minivision for about a year or so. And just as a coincidence, because of July being Sight Village month and everything else, there is a sale on at the moment, and you can get the Minivision for £250 from us instead of £299, which is the normal price. So, quick description of the phone. It's a very much like a Nokia C5 in size. And it's, if people remember that phone with Torx on it, it has a kind of largish screen at the top. Most of the phone is taken up by the, thank you. Most of the phone is taken up by the screen. And below that, you've got a square up, down, left, right button, like the old Nokia phones. To the left of the square, you've got the home button and the call button. And to the right of the square, you've got the back button and the end call button. And then after that, you've just got the numbers 1 to 0, star and hash. At the bottom, you've got the USB port, which is a micro USB for charging the device. On the right-hand side, you've got the headphone jack, so you can plug it into headphones. I was going to plug it into the mixing desk when I decided to record this demo, but I decided instead to let you hear the speaker itself so that you can get an idea of what the phone sounds like. I've also got the phone on the default voice as well, which is Serena. So, at the beginning of this recording, we heard the phone unlocking and we heard this.
1840. Battery level charging at 39%.
So we always know the state of the battery. We can also hold down the hash key and press number 1.
1840. Battery level charging at 39%. Wi-Fi status connected. Bluetooth status not activated. Network status no SIM card.
If we want to dial a number, we can just start dialing from the home screen. So,
edit box 0 1 4 3 8 7 4 2 2 8 3.
Whoops, I made a mistake. So what I'm going to do now is delete that 3 at the end.
3 deleted.
And we hear that, and we could put in 6.
6.
And
text editor, normal keyboard, enter text. 0 1 4 3 8 7 4 2 2 8 6.
So we can press up arrow to check what we've typed in, and then we can just hit the dial button and dial it. On the other hand, we could do the following. Let's come out of this.
6 deleted.
Let's get rid of these characters.
3 deleted.
And come back to
deleted.
The
0 delete 1841.
There we go. And instead, we could go into the phone app.
Applications. Phone. Contacts. Phone.
There we go.
Phone. Call contact. Dial. Edit box.
And I just
press phone number.
I just pressed down arrow to go to the dial from the call contact, which is the first option. And we have voice control. So I can press and hold the button.
Speak after the beep.
01438742286.
01438742286.
And you see it's got one of the letters wrong. So all we do is
6 deleted, 8 deleted, 0 deleted, 8, 3.
Whoops, and I've got the 3 wrong there because I'm
3 deleted.
Just a bad typist.
6.
And there you go. So you can edit the number and then hit the dial button if the voice command gets the number wrong. So what do we have on this phone? Let's go back to the home screen.
Menu dialer. Edit box 01438742286. 8 deleted. 4 deleted.
Right.
1 deleted. 0 right. Deleted.
Phone.
Right. Phone.
So we've got phone on here.
Contacts.
Contacts.
Messages.
Messages.
Alarm.
Alarm.
Calendar.
Calendar.
FM radio.
FM radio.
Color detector.
Color detector, which is quite good.
Calculator.
Calculator. Again, it's nice to have a little calculator.
Notes.
And notes to make recorded notes.
Flashlight.
You can turn on and off a flashlight.
Weather.
And weather.
Emergency.
And emergency. You can set up emergency contacts.
Settings.
And there's your settings for your phone.
Settings.
And that's it. When you're at the bottom, you hear that beep.
Settings.
And
settings.
You know you're at the bottom. And you hear that same beep when you're at the top. So it's quite a simple phone. Let's
emergency.
Go back up to
color detector.
Just one of the things, a color detector.
Color detector. Announce colors. Black. Grey intense.
Isn't it?
Grey intense.
There you go. I've got a grey shirt on.
Intense.
So there you go. It's
color
just
detector.
Told me my shirt is grey.
Announce
there you go.
Color
a very simple little color detector. You can also, it has a find colors feature where you can select a color to find and then move it over a surface. And it will just announce when it finds a particular colour. Pretty basic, but it's a good little colour detector on there. I'm not going to go through all the apps on the phone. This is just a brief demo of the Minivision from Capsys. And if you remember the old days of Torx and the Nokia C5 and you yearn for a very simple phone with no touchscreen, just buttons, then this may well be the phone for you. It's also a good phone for those who liked the Alto phone. And would make a good replacement for that type of phone as well. As I said, I'm not going to go through it all, but if anyone's got any questions for the podcast, then please email them to ourplace@comproom.co.uk and I will try and answer them as best I can.
Screen off.
And that's a good place to end this very brief demo of the Minivision. This is Steve signing off.